Expats in New York. Four journalists reflect on the experience of being an expat in New York. A.
Adjusting to life in New York can seem overwhelming for newly arrived expats. Any hopes of fitting in seamlessly are misplaced. The language barrier is unquestionably the easiest part to deal with, as long as you manage to dispense with your accent as soon as possible. Far worse are the initial culture shock, the homesickness, and the realization that the average New Yorker is entirely indifferent to the challenges recent arrivals face. But really, all this should not be an issue. The polite detachment of New Yorkers should be of no consequence because technology has made it possible to maintain ties with friends and family across oceans and time zones. It's worth making the effort to do this because then it will be possible to slip effortlessly back into your old life when the time comes. Unlike immigrants, expats do not expect to make New York their home long term. To my mind, there isn't the same need to nurture new relationships.
B.
Adapting to life in a new city, country, and culture needn't be such a daunting prospect. Many expats find the experience liberating and may even come to dread the moment they have to leave. The best thing about leaving your old life behind is that you are free to reinvent yourself because New Yorkers won't judge you. Refreshingly, they probably won't take any notice of you at all. They'll merely treat you as an object of curiosity for the way you speak, regardless of what you have to say. So one thing you will have to put up with is your new identity as a foreigner. It can't be avoided, so it's best to embrace and even celebrate your charming or cute manner of speaking.
C.
Many expats from English-speaking countries arriving to work in New York mistakenly assume that blending in will be easy. After all, they speak the language and they're already familiar with the culture, even if that's only through a diet of American TV series such as Friends. This overconfidence can prompt something of an identity crisis and precipitate an inevitable yearning for familiar faces and places, once it becomes clear that many New Yorkers regard native English speakers in the same cold light as any other expat. But perversely, this is to be welcomed. Otherwise, you might find yourself in your desperation for friendship tagging on to people that you would have nothing to do with back home. Most people end up picking up an American accent, vocabulary, and expressions. But those who resolutely refuse to change will find their accent becomes a topic of conversation wherever they go.
D. Most expats in New York lose the sense of being a stranger quite quickly, but try as they might to act and even speak like a native New Yorker, they'll never be taken for one. Life becomes routine, yet there's always the comforting thought at the back of their minds that this existence is transient and that one day they'll be able to return home. New Yorkers sense this and, understandably, aren't interested in forming a friendship that is ultimately going nowhere. This distance can be hurtful at first. Far from forming lifelong bonds, socializing for most expats is reduced to a series of disappointing casual encounters, compounding a sense of loneliness and isolation. It takes people a little while before it eventually dawns on them that true acceptance by New Yorkers will have to be earned over a minimum of 5 years, way too long for someone on a 2-year contract, already dreaming of the warm welcome awaiting them at home.